This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A good Friday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny. It's July 1st, 2022. We are ready for a big, long holiday weekend. Going to be exciting. Just like our conversation with Candace Buckner at 3 o'clock. She is 57 minutes away. She wrote a strong column on the Wizards paying Bradley Beal. We'll talk to Candace coming up at 3. Hello, Danny. How are you?
I'm very well. I'd like to wish you and everybody else out there for another decade and a half, give or take, a happy Bobby Bonilla Day. Just north of $1 million goes from the New York Metropolitans to Bobby Bonilla. Now, everybody likes to make fun of this deal. It's actually pretty, it's not the worst thing in the world for the Mets to do, to extend, you know, future payments and the like, instead of paying them out and all in that one thing. It's just kind of funny because it's the Mets, and it's always neat that Bobby Bonilla does nothing. Mowing his lawn, maybe purposely today, he never gets out of bed. $1,100,000 and change just for being Bobby Bonilla.
Yeah, for people that don't know, and very few at this point probably don't know the background of that, but for a 27-year stretch that we are midway through at this point, on this date every single year, Bonilla, who's now 59 and has not played in the major league since 2001, 21 years ago,
wow,
gets $1.1 million into his account, direct deposit. It's just an amazing deal. And it didn't kick in until years and years after he was done playing. The learners hear this and their ears perk up.
So how deferred is it?
Oh. Extremely deferred.
Oh, it's so deferred.
It's also Max Scherzer Day.
Die.
I don't know if you knew about this. It's not just Bobby Bonilla Day anymore. Today's Max Scherzer Day. The first installment for Scherzer of his deferred payments. $15 million deferred payments. First installment for the Nationals that run until 2028.
Now, it's not as funny when it goes that way. It's more funny when it's the Mets. Now it's a little bit less funny.
This year, the Nats are paying Scherzer as much as Ronald Acuna Jr. is making in his full salary to pitch against the Nationals in the same division.
I regret opening up this can of worms here. It's a lot less fun.
You wanted to celebrate Bobby Bonilla Day, didn't you?
Yeah, I suppose.
It was all well and good.
Now it's fun. Now you know what's basically happening? The learners are paying for a nice post-game spread for the Rumble Ponies. That's basically what's gone down.
Essentially. Although I will say that I don't feel bad, or I don't have sad emotions when I hear about Max Scherzer Day. I feel great. Well-earned, every single penny. Greatest free agent in Nationals history. One of the great free agent signings in D.C. sports history. Maybe the greatest free agent deal ever struck in Major League Baseball. He delivered the goods. He won multiple Cy Young Awards and could have won three or four if he stayed a little healthier. And he helped deliver a World Series championship to the nation's capital, and he was on the front bus on the parade.
100%. It's just a reminder that that's the most over it could possibly be, and he pitches for the Mets now. That's all. You're basically saying, thanks again for all that. Here's some money. Enjoy the Mets. That's
at
what hurts.
425, I want to do a draft with you. A 4th of July themed draft with
theme.
You. We're going to do the most 4th of July activity possible. We'll do a snake draft. We'll welcome Darius and Ryan onto the show. What activity is the most 4th of July thing you can come up with? We will do we'll do a 4-round snake draft. Are there 16 good 4th of July activities? Maybe we'll make it a 3-round snake draft. We'll workshop it as we go. But that's 425 today. Let's start here. Before we get into Bradley Beal and some of the news of the day around sports, I was thinking about the 4th of July. I find it to be slightly overrated. That's not to say that I don't like it, but it comes in the summer, which is normally a time where, for the most part, when you're growing up as a kid or whatever, you're off as it is. A lot of people during the summer, you know, certain jobs, teacher, whatever, are already off. So the day off, maybe not as big of a deal to as many people. But it's also super hot outside. Most of the activities that come around with it are outside. I think that it is outside of the top 5 holidays that we have without having put together a full list. Mm. But people love talking about the 4th of July, and it's a great accomplishment, right? I'm not anti that we became what we became and that we celebrate the fact that the United States of America's birth is a big deal. I'm just saying the holiday itself, like, oh, it's the 4th of July. What am I doing this weekend? Way behind Thanksgiving for me. Way behind Christmas for me. With young kids now, I'll even slot Halloween ahead of it. I got others that I might put up there. Where's Danny Ruye on 4th of July as a holiday?
Young Danny Ruye. You got to pay. It's a long time ago now as a gray-bearded 40-something. 4th of July ruled. You know, firecracker pops, you know, bomb pops, whatever. Going to see fireworks.
Stay up really late outside with your friends.
So much sugar, sunburn, running around, maybe find a pool, whatever, cool activities. So many activities.
And as you get a little older, you realize, as you were able to bend all those rules and you kind of had extra freedoms and things you were doing that you never get to do the rest of the year, it's because your parents are having a couple drinks probably.
Sure.
They're a little bit more lax than they normally would be. So they're like, oh, run along. Go play with Timmy. That's fine.
Adult Danny. Over it. Now, it's something we should always celebrate.
Of course.
The birth of this nation is pretty kick-ass. It's cool. We stood up to a king. We're like, not on my watch, bro. A bunch of outnumbered, outgunned, out-everythinged, just stood tall, underhand Irish boxing style, and we fought and won. And we were like, we're going to set up the freest society that's ever been. It kicks ass.
Colonials did that, right?
I don't know, man. I don't know if we're allowed to say that anymore.
George Washington University Colonials, that's where you went to school.
I did go there, but they're going to let me know what the new name is.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. They changed their name.
They're going to go ahead and change
Colonials
that.
Colonials is a bad name.
Mix
I forgot
up.
That.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, we should celebrate. The actual actions, though, you ever been to the mall? National Mall? Watch those fireworks? You ever tried to get one of those metro trains? Mm-hmm. Doors closing. Doors opening. Mm-hmm. Doors closing. Doors opening. Because no one can get in! There's 10 trillion people and it's so sweaty. It's the sweat on your lower back. It's the sweat down in your business parts. It's the rash and the hair getting torn out. It's miserable. It's so hot. You're dehydrated. The running around. It's chaos trying to figure everything out. It's so miserable. It's cool to be able to sit somewhere and watch some fireworks. I'm into that. It's fine. It's for the kids. It's not really for me. Holiday, I'm good on it, man. But here's the cool part about it, though, just because I like it a little bit more than you do. People basically treat it as like now a week where nothing happens.
That's
Have you noticed
true.
That? Like if the 4th of July is on a Monday, it's pretty much like, well, that's 4th of July week. Meaning like no one's going to do diddly or squadoosh that week. It's just kind of, it's a very relaxed time,
well,
which is good.
It's a vacation week for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, let's go to the beach. Let's do this. Let's not go to work. So I'm all for that. That's fun. Again, the date itself, what happened, the historical significance and importance, rock and roll. I'll wear my red, white, and blue tomorrow. I'm a patriotic guy. I got the American flag on the porch right now at home. You got to be outside in the sun all day long and pretend like you're having fun. Air conditioning's in there. Like, my dream 4th of July would be watching baseball inside all day long. Nats play early. There's a game after that. Maybe there's a night game. Just baseball game after baseball game. And if there's no baseball game on, maybe I'll put on a baseball movie. Maybe I'll watch The Sandlot or The Natural or Bull Durham. And I'll just baseball it up in air conditioning. I'm going to keep it set at 68 degrees. And I'll have some Coca-Cola classics and maybe along the way a bagel bite or a pizza roll or a buffalo wing. It sounds like a great time. If I'm going to grill, I'll step outside. I'll throw some meat on the grill. I'll come in. I'll eat it. And I'll just keep watching baseball. Air conditioning. But I wanted to play a little game here. Hand me that bell if you would, Danny.
Darius,
do you have a buzzer sound? I'm going to go through holidays that I found. These are just like the first 15 holidays I could find. And I want to see how much we're on the same page here. The game is going to be called, let me come up with a name, This Holiday or the 4th of July. That's the name.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So we're gonna go through the holidays, and we determine which one's better, This Holiday or the 4th of July.
And again, we have to overqualify. It's not like in terms of significance. We're not trying to offend anybody.
I think you're fine.
Well, I'd say no one's fine at any time. We should all be terrified every second of every day.
We're talking about just being outside all day.
What you're doing on the day of. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you have a buzzer? I do have a buzzer.
Really, what do you? Yeah, I have a buzzer. What do you want me to use it for?
Well,
if we don't agree?
Okay, yeah, I think so. If the holiday is not better than the 4th of July, then you play the buzzer. Right, exactly.
All right, cool. Got it.
All right, Christmas or the 4th of July?
Christmas.
Christmas pummels it. Presents, family,
second
cookies,
best day of the year.
And it's done indoors mostly. Very rarely are you going outside to open your presents.
Well, it's Christmas Day. Close the door.
And if you do go outside, it's cold, not hot, which is superior. The best holiday that we have, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, everybody. Thanksgiving. Quick round of applause for Thanksgiving.
This is food. This is football. Are there any NFL games on tomorrow?
Many.
Monday, whatever day, 4th of July?
I don't think so.
Thanksgiving is better than the 4th of July. Let's go Halloween here, Danny. Now, at different points in my life, Halloween has kind of ebbed and flowed. Little kid, Halloween is the best. Young teenager, Halloween's a little bit pedestrian. You get to college, you go to a party, Halloween, the best that it'll ever be.
It's pretty good.
Nothing has ever been better than Halloween when you're between the ages of 19 and 25. That's a great holiday.
Because every costume has the word sexy in front of it.
Right. Let's all be 19 to 25 again on October 31st until time ends. After your mid-20s, Halloween kind of dies off, peters down a little bit.
That's right.
And now with kids, Halloween's cool again.
Mm.
So I'm going to put Halloween above the 4th of July on my holiday rankings.
Get your buzzer ready, Darius. Halloween stinks. It's miserable. I can't stand it. So many meltdowns, so many tantrums. It's exhausting dealing with those kids because the expectation, they don't want to get in their costume. No, I don't want to wear it. You picked it out, put on the stupid Jedi mask, and let's go outside. Put the bag out for the candy. Hurry up. No, don't exchange the candy for another one in the same bowl. Go to the next house. Halloween sucks. It's the worst. It's below nearly everything, including going to the dentist and the doctor's office in the same day.
One of the worst stances.
Halloween stinks.
That I've heard you have on this show.
Stinks.
Easter or the 4th of July? Easter basket has candy in it. Mm-hmm. There's chocolate involved. That's kind of the extent of, you know, we do the church thing in the morning. It's outside and it's not as hot. You know, there are activities. Mm-hmm. You're playing with family. I'm going to say Easter better than the 4th of July.
Easter better than the 4th of July. Little egg hunt, which is nice. The kids, it's exciting. It's very manageable.
New Year's Eve. Are New Year's Eve and New Year's Day two different holidays, or is that all lumped into something?
I think they need to be two distinctly different things.
Then New Year's Eve, as an entity, which is overrated to me, still pummels 4th of July because it's cold and it's inside. And for those two reasons, New Year's Eve over 4th of July.
New Year's Eve stinks. It's a yearly prom for grownups, and no one knows what to do, and you overpay for, like, your watered down drinks until you're like 37.
Just
at something.
Have a house party. Have a few friends over. Play some board games.
You just play board games? One of the kids going to bed. What are we doing there? New Year's Eve stinks.
So you're going 4th of July over?
4th of July over New Year's Eve.
Wow. New Year's Day is 4th of July.
New Year's Day rules.
What happens? It's just like any other day.
You do nothing.
You sleep in a little bit. Like.
Some football's on at strange times. You do nothing. New Year's Day, a day of relaxation. It's a day of gluttony. It's a day of nursing your hangover. It's a day of fatty foods. It's a day of, I'll start my resolution tomorrow. It's a day of pizza delivery. It's a day of wings. It's a day of bread and fried cheese. New Year's Day, awesome. New Year's Eve, sucks. New Year's Day, perfect.
I'm going to actually go 4th of July over New Year's Day here.
Wow.
This will be my first time I slot something under for the 4th of July. Valentine's Day. Very romantic. You get to flex those romance muscles, Danny.
Oh, yeah.
Get to show the wife how much you love her. You get to buy her something nice, take her out to a nice meal. There's nothing you like more than dressing up and going to a nice dinner.
What time do you want to eat dinner? We can get one on Open Table at 4:15 p.m. You want to go?
You love going out to eat. You love wearing some flamboyantly colored suit.
Yes.
You love sawing through your meat 11 times so that you can cut it in a way where you could just actually cut once and it goes all the way to the plate. So I think this one's a big day for you.
Stinks. Valentine's Day stinks. Going out to dinner is wonderful. We'll do that anytime. But Valentine's Day, now I got to get a card. That's got to be the right card. Now, are we doing gifts? We're not doing gifts. We said we weren't, but then you did the gift. Then I'm supposed to do a gift because you did one. But what's the level of the gift? We said we're not trying to spend money because we're going to buy this house. No, thank you.
Valentine's Day over the 4th of July for me.
Oh, my God.
Here's why, guys.
Obscene.
A, I'm a romantic, as you know.
I do know that.
That's
about
a bit.
You.
That's a bit.
No, I do know that.
I'm extremely romantic. You know that. No, but the reason why is
you should have seen him when he asked me to do a show together. Beautiful.
That was a big day.
I was moved.
And you said yes.
I did say yes.
Hurt my knee a little bit getting up off the ground. But
I said yes to you.
Valentine's Day is better because nowadays, at this point of our life, it's a babysitter, it's a dinner out, and it's just me and Allison. You know how often we just go out together to a dinner? Rarely.
It's not that often.
I go to a great restaurant, a steakhouse probably. Maybe it's not. Maybe I'm feeling like Italian. Maybe I go to Philomena. You kidding me? You know what they got there, Danny? It's a theme. Air conditioning.
Ah, yes, I see.
It's inside.
Mm.
Valentine's Day. Superior. How about Christmas Eve? Are we going to do that? If we're doing New Year's Eve, New Year's Day,
we should
I'd
do it different.
Christmas
yeah.
Eve, which might be at the very top of my list. I
Christmas
love Christmas Eve,
Eve rules.
You lay there. You're excited. The big fella's coming that night with some presents. Can't wait to run downstairs and see what the big fella left you. You're eating some cookies. Aunt Judy maybe made something cool and baked it and brought it to your house.
There's a roast usually. The oven's gone.
Around.
Yeah, the smells
dinner.
Are good.
So we both are Team Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve's awesome.
All right, I'm getting a little deeper in my list here. St. Patrick's Day.
We need to retire that holiday.
Oh, what a take!
We need to set that one aside.
St. Patrick's Day is a 10.
St. Patrick's Day is the day, like, it's my first time out. I should probably drink. I'm wearing green. Go home, amateur hour. All right? Please leave the streets. Please stop leaving trash everywhere. I understand this is where the bars are going to make their money. I want them to, but oh my God, it's annoying.
NCAA tournaments on TV. You're eating and you're drinking fried delicious wings and whatever alcohol you'd like to celebrate the holiday. And you're with buddies. St. Patrick's Day is great. It's a great holiday.
No, it's amateur hour. Everybody gets out and they're flooding the streets.
The bells for me. I got St. Patrick's Day over 4th of July. Mother's Day?
Mother's Day's... Now,
tread lightly here, Danny.
I know.
the hesitation. Who heard the hesitation?
No,
Mother's Day.
Well, listen. Well-deserved.
What time is it? Where is my wife?
No.
Is she in the car?
She'll know this. Mother's Day, well-deserved. We should have... There's not enough days and hours to basically make up the deficit that I'm in, that every husband is in, right, to what the moms do.
Are you reading off of a note card?
No, but I'm here to tell you that Mother's Day stinks because it's the most pressurized thing in the world. If it's not perfect, it's like, we want to make you breakfast in bed. Don't do that. You'll make a mess. Crap. Okay, we want to get you a present. I don't want that. I'll get something myself. Just take the kids away from me. That's what Mother's Day more or less is at this stage. Mother's Day is not that much fun.
Mother's Day and Father's Day, I'll put them together. I would say below 4th of July.
Yep.
Because to your point, there's angst. There's anxieties, especially with young kids. It's really your thing, not their thing. What do I get? What don't I get? How do we get them breakfast? What time do we have to get up in the morning? And hopefully they don't wake up. There's a lot going on. But as to your point, it's good to celebrate mom. That's a nice thing. What about Earth Day? Earth Day or the 4th of July?
Do we even get Earth Day off? We don't, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'll take the 4th of July, I guess. Okay. I don't know what we do on Earth Day. What are we doing
there? I'm going to go 4th of July as well.
Yeah.
I'll take Memorial and Labor Days over the 4th of July.
I agree there.
Because the weather pummels it. Memorial Day, you're kicking off the summer. Labor Day used to be the last day without school. And so it was like, you know, you eat crabs, and the next day you have to go back to school, so you got your back-to-school outfit laid out. After that, it wasn't that fun, but the first day was awesome. You knew you weren't going to have to do any homework or do anything that
night. Just give me the syllabus.
So Memorial Day and Labor Day both pummel it.
I agree.
I say all that to say 4th of July is going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited about it on Monday. It's going to be good.
We're just
outside all day.
We need to get a Ryan Clary weather report for Monday. I need to know exactly what's going to happen.
It's 100 degrees out today. It's so hot. And all I could think about was how many hours I'm going to spend outside on Monday. You know what I mean?
Yep.
We sound like just old men.
I am old.
Yeah, we're old. Air conditioning. That's what we need.
Yeah, it's a triumph over nature.
Speaking of triumphs, the Wizards have pulled off the unthinkable. They have paid Bradley Beal $50 million a year. I'm starting to hear this take that people are upset at Bradley Beal for not wanting to leave, and I don't get that at all. Do not be mad at Bradley Beal. Why are you upset with him? He's done nothing wrong. I want to get into that next on Grant and Danny.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How have maybe these past years professionally impacted you personally?
It has some impact, I'll say. I'll be honest. Like, if my wife was here, she'll be a little bit more honest, because sometimes that comes home, and that's what I try not to do. But like, losing can do that, right? And yeah, we make a lot of money and we care about our money. Obviously, we want to secure and make sure our financial future is secure, but you don't like getting your ass kicked every night. You get tired of it, you know?
That's Bradley Beal talking to Taylor Rooks of Bleacher Report. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan at 2:45 and 15 minutes. Where in the world is Dan Snyder's yacht and planes? We're keeping track of his yacht and planes so we can keep track of Dan Snyder, because we want to know if he's stateside and he's going to be subpoenaed.
You just want to know.
We're just trying to figure that out. As a show. You heard that audio because I brought this up to you. I really want to talk about this and get your thoughts. So yesterday we were live on air when Woj broke the story that we all knew was coming, which was that Beal is opting out to opt back in, that he is going to sign a $50 million a year deal, basically 5 years, a little over 250, to stay with the Wizards. And before I get into the current topic at hand, if you weren't listening yesterday, my takeaway was that this is a bad decision for the Wizards, and it handcuffs them to more mediocrity. Mm-hmm. And it handcuffs them to trying to make the playoffs or trying to win a playoff series, which I think is their goal, when their goal should be to win a championship. And my fear, Danny, is that there is no way forward to do that with Bradley Beal as your number one player. And when you give him one of the two highest contracts in the history of the sport, you're not bringing in another player better than Bradley Beal. And I just don't think guys are beating the door down to come play with him, as we've seen for years and years now.
Yeah, and this is, again, it always sounds like we're knocking Beal or his game. A really good player. But he's not one of the guys that should be, you know, let me rephrase. He's earned it because of the escalators and the rules in the league, and this is how the structure of payment works. And if you make all NBA, any of the levels, you have this much service time, you're entitled to this, and a team can offer it. We're saying the team is making a mistake here, because if he's your best player, I've seen what that looks like. It's 35 wins, it's being okay, and it looks like they're in the relentless pursuit of okay, where you should be in pursuit of a championship, even if that means taking a huge step back and trying to find another guy the caliber of Bradley Beal, but that guy will cost a fraction of the $251 million that Beal's going to make. Beal's really good. He has worked really hard. He's improved himself in a number of ways. But this, to me, just sort of, you know, you kind of scratch your head and you go, what's the direction here? What's the end game? Is it to be okay? If so, you look like you're on your way to that.
I'm happy for Beal, who's been very loyal to D.C., and he's played very good basketball here. And it's good for him that he got this money. But as a Wizards fan, my point from the team perspective, not the player perspective, is what is your big picture plan? And what are you doing? What is your path to a title? Because I think you're on one that prohibits that. And while that should be the goal, I don't know that it is anymore. So those were my thoughts yesterday. Mm-hmm. Now, I was watching some national TV today, and I was even listening to a local radio show today, where on both of those broadcasts, there was a questioning of Beal, essentially, and why he would stay here. And this is starting to happen more and more. I expected some fans to do it, but there are media members writing some of these think pieces and talking about this on their outlets now, which is essentially to question Beal from a character standpoint or a hunger standpoint, or to say he's not a winner or doesn't want to win because he's quote-unquote taking the money here. I think that's insane. I think anyone who's bashing Bradley Beal for staying here, I don't understand that. So we don't like when LeBron and Kevin Durant hop city to city to latch on and win titles or to build super teams. That's bad. But when Bradley Beal stays in the same place his entire career, that's also bad because it means he doesn't want to win bad enough. But when Kevin Durant, I guess, wants to win bad enough, goes to Golden State, you make fun of him, you crush him, and you say, well, he only won because he went to Golden State. I don't think both can be true, and that is seemingly what happens, is that these players get bashed when they leave to go form a better team or to try to win. And the flip side is what Beal's done, which is to be immensely loyal to Washington, D.C., to be immensely loyal to the Wizards. I can't fathom a guy in an era where basically where you play and the fan base you play for means almost nothing to most of these players. Even LeBron, a Ohio guy, an Akron guy, Cleveland, meant nothing to him in that moment when he left, and then he came back and got him his title, and now I'll go somewhere else and take my traveling road show on the road. I think what Beal has done for him, for his family, is awesome. He's staying his entire career, or trying to, it looks like, in one place. Now, maybe in a year or two, he'll demand a trade, and maybe someone will say, no, he's just trying to get the most money possible. Okay, that's why the rules are set up this way. But my point would be, I guess succinctly, Danny, at a time where no one stays with one team for any extended period of time and is always looking for the better thing, this guy is not doing that, seemingly, and people are giving him a hard time for it. It's really weird to me.
That's very odd.
Like yesterday, Durant says he wants to be traded from Brooklyn, and we're all going, oh, this guy, he has too much to deal with. Big eye roll emojis, like Kevin Durant wants to move on again. How can you think that, but then also think what Beal's doing is weird?
That is an odd sort of dichotomy there. I think a couple things that I'd like to say here. Number one, I think something to this degree was always going to be inevitable with the NBA, and here's what I mean. When you make it 24/7, 365, when you make it the soap opera of opting in and opting out and, you know, free agent flirting and everything else, the era we're in has to be covered in this way, where even in the middle of December, you're talking about what people are going to do next summer. This was always going to be this way, right? You're giving talking heads the chance to fill their 30-minute, hour-long, whatever kind of programs. So anything that anybody does is either going to be praised or bashed, right? So somebody opting out, bashed. Opting in, bashed. Signing with the home team, bashed, because he doesn't care. Signing with another new super team, bashed. Kawhi Leonard jumps teams. Anthony Davis signs a 4-year extension and wants out after 6 months, bashed. Doesn't matter. You're going to get that. I think that's sort of an inevitable corollary, and it's an unfortunate one. I'll say that. That's point one. Point two, if your criticism is over him taking the years and the money to try to establish something here, I don't have anything for you. That's very odd to me. If your criticism is, that's more, and I'm trying to thread the needle here, that's more important to him than maybe having the best possible chance to win, and you have to wonder what his priorities are, okay, I guess I could see that, but to turn that into, again, turn that into anything other than a, hey, let me just ask this quick question. But keep in mind, these incredible athletes, these world-class dudes that can do things that regular folks only dream about, don't think about it like you and I do. I can go, you guys, his win shares per minute is down. His usage rate is this. His PER is this. Bradley Beal's walking around thinking he's the baddest mother in the valley. Bradley Beal walks around thinking, I am a star. I'm excellent. No one in this league can guard me. That's what he should think, by the way. That's his job. Our job is to flap our gums and go, let's quantify his last 14 games and his shooting percentage. Our little nerdy, you know, selves down here in the muck and the mire. He should be thinking, yeah, I'll get people to come here. Yeah, I want to win. And I want to win here for the team that drafted me. And I developed here. And I got my roots here. I got kids here. I got all my charity functions here.
Beyond
I've done
that,
wonders
yeah.
for the city.
Your wife, your two children, your family is set up here. This is where your life has been for the better part of a decade
to
now.
To me, it's admirable. And it's not his fault at all that the structure of this league is so cockamamie that this is what happens. Anybody in their right mind has that offer put in front of them, of course they're taking it. And if your complaint is the rules in the league are set up in a funky way that's going to allow for him, if he feels like it, to start agitating for a trade in 6 months, okay, I'm with you. Those rules stink. The way they got it constructed isn't any good. Bradley Beal, you point to me and tell me what Bradley Beal went awry. Where did he go wrong here? What's he done that's improper or less than in any way? He should be commended as far as I'm concerned.
Right, and you're getting knocked for something that I think should be applauded, right? It reminds me of almost like people sitting around and like making fun of the person doing their homework or like, you never smoked or what, you know, and it's like, that's not a bad thing.
Right.
Why are you making fun of me for that? I mean, how many of the guys that have been around as long as Beal at his level have played for just one team? Just running through the best players in the NBA. Like, Giannis is eventually going to be there. He hadn't played as long as Beal yet, I don't believe. But, you know, Durant and Embiid, I guess, could potentially be with the Sixers for his entire duration. Those guys are even on a different level as MVPs. They might not be able to get out. LeBron all over the place. Steph will be what Beal is.
Mm-hmm. Klay Thompson, hopefully. Jokic is one.
Harden. Yeah, a bunch of teams. Jokic, one team. Morant, maybe. Luka, hopefully one team. But like, it takes the wind to blow a different way. Next thing you know, Luka's got a super team he's building in Phoenix or something. The norm is Kawhi Leonard or Anthony Davis, right? For guys like Damian Lillard or Bradley Beal who have been in one spot, I love that. And I just can't believe he's catching shrapnel. He's catching heat where people are going, well, you have to wonder, does he really have a killer instinct? You have to wonder, is it winning important to him? You have to wonder if he actually cares about a championship and maybe that's why he never wins. It's so weird that you turn that around as a negative.
The narratives are always going to spin. It's what happens when we're in this kind of a news cycle, right? Where a story that should just be a simple thing is, hey, the rules are such that he's entitled to this. Did the team make a mistake offering it to him? Let's talk about it. This is now we've always got to turn it into this personality driven. Let me try to find something else out because LeBron passed in the clutch that time. Or let me try to figure something out because, you know, a guy dribbles it off his knee here and there in fourth quarter, huge moments, and that's not working out for him. It's one of the, like, I've got my faults with Bradley Beal's game as a you know, superstar, a guy that's making this much money. We'll go through those kinds of things. But that, on the other side, the business side of the process, you're sort of questioning anything about him in that regard
to me. He made more here than he could have made anywhere else. It's not just about, like, someone's like, well, he could have made $180 million and gone to a contender. That's $70 million less than he got.
Yeah.
Someone's like, well, what's the difference? I mean, $180 or $250. $70 million is the difference.
Yeah, you can be part of an ownership group that wants to buy the Mets next time.
He'll be
you know?
A billionaire when he's all said and done, probably, after a contract like this.
Yeah.
Potentially. That's the difference. But again, on the flip side, if I'm looking at this from the Wizards' perspective, in a million years, I wouldn't have done this. I'd have moved him 2 years ago or a year ago or be trying to move him today now if I could, because it does set you up in a tough spot. Something Candace Buckner talked about in her column. We're going to have her on in 20 minutes. Buckner from the Washington Post went harder in the paint than Shaq in his prime. So we'll talk to her coming up in just a bit at the top of the hour. Next on G&D, where in the world is Dan Snyder's yacht? Where are his planes? We're going to get our tracker up and running on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. We'll talk to Candace Buckner at the top of the hour. Washington Post columnist wrote a story about why the team paid Bradley Beal what they did and referred to it as a $250 million payment for a participation trophy. Went hard. We cannot wait to chat with her at 3. Mason Thompson, the reliever for the Nationals that they got in the Dan Hudson deal last year, is back in the big leagues after a rehab assignment. Remember, he got hurt, then he rehabbed. Now he is in the show again in the clubhouse right now, so we'll await word on what the official roster move was for the Nats. They've got Josiah Gray on the hill tonight at Nats Park as they kick off a weekend holiday series with the Marlins. They play at 6:05, not 7:05.
6:05 today.
Guessing because they're doing fireworks after the show, so maybe the noise ordinance in the neighborhood or something. But
good thought by you. I was trying to figure out why. I'm like, why?
I think that's what's happening.
Maybe because no one's in town, so they're like, yeah, you can make it down here.
And still leave town tonight?
If you're still in town, you can get here earlier than 7:05. But maybe your fireworks ordinance thing with the noise might be the reason.
That's what I'm guessing. So they're doing a big, cool fireworks show after the game tonight at Nationals Park. But it is time to figure out where in the world is Dan Snyder's yacht and planes.
Yeah.
Well, she sneaks around the world from Kia to Carolina. She's a sticky-fingered filcher from Berlin down to Belize. She'll take you for a ride on a slow boat to China. Tell me, where in the world is
Dan Snyder's yacht and jets?
Steal their soul.
So, Danny, without further ado, pull up our trackers
if
you would.
We got it.
How's Dan doing today?
According to Dan Snyder's yacht tracker, we are still island hopping, just off the coast of Corsica Island, France, and today it's off the coast of Capriccioli, Italy, on the island of Sardinia. That is where the yacht is. Now, if you'll remember, GP, we've got a lot of moving parts here. The yacht is still kind of island hopping in between France and Italy. One of his planes yesterday, do you remember where it went? It flew to Colorado.
Colorado, that's right.
Garfield Airport, not the regular airport, but the special airport for billionaires who've gotten really, really, really rich off of the backs of tortured fans. That same airplane is back at Dulles. Whatever business that airplane had out there was done in a day, and they're back at Dulles Airport as of this morning.
Very nice.
Isn't that interesting?
Perhaps they went and scooped up a pending free agent who lives in Colorado.
Secret meeting with Mike Shanahan or something?
Maybe it's a linebacker. Who knows? They could be negotiating with said linebacker.
Who knows?
To upgrade that room with Cole Holcomb and Jamin Davis right now. So officially from Dan Snyder's Yacht Tracker 2 hours ago, in full, Snyder's jet, Gulfstream, whatever it is back at Dulles from its trip to Colorado yesterday, as Danny just said, most likely not used by him since he is reportedly out of the country. So those jets are still flying around. Now, the yacht is what I'm more interested in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the full tracker analysis here was that the France trip, because we knew he was in France, bouncing back and forth France and Italy. I have to imagine he's just having delicious food, and he's trying to figure out who has the better food. Is it French delicatessen, or is it the Italians? And he's just going, you know, from one island to another. He's just taking a little, maybe it's like one of those dinghy boats, you know, with a little motor on the back, and he's going up, and he's having back a little meal right there on the water. What do you think?
So entirely possible. Maybe, and hear me out on this, he's going, Italy, great for dinner. We got some pasta, we got fish, we got great meats. What are the French great at? The pastry, right, for the dessert. So you have dinner in Italy, take your little dinghy back to the Lady S, which is parked in the middle of the ocean, and then fire that SUV on over to France to get like a croissant or something with a little chocolat, in a little pain au chocolat for dessert times. But a lot of buttercream.
I'm going to look this up now. So how do you say this? Capriccioli?
I said capriccioli, but I don't know. I didn't have a lot of confidence when I said it.
Capriccioli, Italy. Okay. I think that's in Rome, is it? It looks like, based on my little Google search.
It's close to Rome.
So I'm looking at, I'm just Googling best meal in Capriccioli. You could go to Vino Veritas wine bar. Maybe he's there.
It's called Vino Veritas?
That's what it looks like.
The truth in wine there.
Ristorante Parada. I bet you could get a delicious, wonderful pasta dish.
Do you guys do a spaghetti? Can I have some spaghetti with marinara?
You can't go there and order steak, right? No. Isn't that what they say? I think of all the places, just looking at pictures here, I'm going to the Ristorante Gastronomia Belvedere. It's probably where I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's 4.5 out of 5 reviewed. Someone here said, superb evening, excellent food.
Well, there you go.
Why not? You
guys enjoy it, Dan.
Got any chicken parm back there for your guy?
While you're serving up chicken parm, could you serve a subpoena?
So there you go. That's where Dan Snyder's jets and planes are.
Where in the world is
Dan Snyder's yacht and jets?
And when that Lady S is back here near the States, we'll know it. We'll have a beat on that first here on the Grant and
Danny
Radio
Program. Doesn't seem like he's in a hurry to make it back stateside.
Would you be?
No, I would not.
You could just keep eating all that Italian food?
I'll tell you what I'd do is never come back and just enjoy my billions. I'd buy one of these islands and stop messing with all the people that care about the football team I ruined.
No, you wouldn't do that.
I would.
No, you would love to mess with the football team. If you own the football team, guy, you would love to mess with the roster. You'd be making moves all the time.
Well, that's not true. What I would do is hire a general manager. You know, a general manager.
And then you might have some thoughts for that general manager from time to time.
I'd ask him, what should I think?
What if he says something different than what you think?
He's the expert. I'm just an idiot who's lucky to be here.
Candace Buckner wrote about Bradley Beal. We'll talk to her next on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.